a rampage, sticky wicky web page. Looking for a true sage, having on the knowledge. Dodging all the trolls like malicious kids, and amended real letters because we're curious kids.
Well, it's time now to answer another thought-provoking question posed by a curious kid. This is a way for children to ask the academic website The Conversation a question. They pair that up with the right expert to answer it, and we feature some of the best here on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland today. Something which may affect you as you get older. Perhaps you've wondered about this yourself. 10-year-old Miranda wants to know, why do older adults get shorter? And it does seem as though most people sort of shrink a little as they get older. Why is that so? To help us out, Michelle Moscova is a senior lecturer in anatomy at the University of New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess before we tackle the shrinking bit, how do we get to the biggest that we get to? What stops us from growing?
Most of the growing happens early in life when you're a child, and the fastest rate of growing happens during puberty. At the end of puberty, you still continue growing just a tiny little bit, and you grow until the age of 30 or so. And then you start to gradually shrink, but it's not really noticeable until you're probably 50 and later after that. So between the 30 and the 80, what you have is a shrinkage of about 5 centimetres.
So that's significant. So no wonder it feels like that, because it really is that. And it's not just by a mere, you know, centimetre or two. 5 centimetres is noticeable.
That's right.
What is it that controls how big we get? What signals are being pumped out to say, okay, stop growing now at age 30?
Well, most of the time, when you grow as a kid, the growth is happening in your long bones, so bones like in your thighs, for example. And there is a little bit of cartilage that actually allows for your bone to grow, but during puberty, it accelerates, and then the cartilage, what we call the growth plate, that closes off. So no more rapid growth is possible. From there, the shrinkage happens because of a different reason, and that's really the secret is in your back. If you look at your back, what you have is a 33 vertebra, but between those vertebra, what you have is discs. And there are about 23 discs, because some of the lower vertebra, they actually fused. Each of those discs is certain height, and they're kind of like shock absorbers. So when you walk or run, that shock absorber kind of takes a little bit of pressure. And what happens with those discs is the center of those discs has a lot of fluid, and it's made jelly-like substance. When you're young, you have more fluid and the disc is a little taller. And as you age, what happens is the fluid gets lost and they become a little bit stiffer, just like everything else. So by the time you're about 80, that fluid shrinks you to cumulatively, because there are 23 of those discs, altogether, you lose about 5 centimetres.
And does that count a height change, which is kind of postural? Because sometimes we change the way that we stand or align. We're not quite as straight anymore as we get older.
That can also happen to you. So with the postural change, as you get older, your bones get thinner and we lose a bit of density. And that can happen normally. And that also can happen due to diseases like osteoporosis. And then your bones can be brittle, and sometimes you can get fractures and various anomalies, including the weaknesses of muscles that don't support your upright back anymore. They contribute to that posture. So you can have kyphosis, or that kind of hunchback posture that you see.
So you can maximize your height, I imagine, in various ways by trying to look after your posture. And is that right? Can you sort of correct that?
Okay. So posture makes even a greater appearance of height loss. But what happens with maximization, your posture or your tallest height, the tallest you can be, it's a really complex reason for why some people are taller than the other. And a lot of it is genetics. So how tall your parents are does matter. But also there are other factors that we're not fully aware of. So nutrition and exercise, they all play a role. And cumulatively, they would determine how tall you can be. Then from there, you kind of lose a little bit of height, and that is really determined by other factors like loss of the fluids within your discs and also the muscle loss. What you can do about that loss, not to lose too much of height, you can maintain your healthy diet so your bones are strong and you're not susceptible to these kind of fractures, and exercise using weights, for example. So weight-bearing exercise matters. If you do weight-bearing exercise, then your bones are stronger and your muscles are also stronger, so they can support your back and good posture.
Is there anything you can do to help preserve the integrity of those discs?
These are mostly age-related changes, so there's unfortunately not a lot you can do because it's actually fluid composition that changes within the disc. But everything else, so a little bit of height loss is inevitable. But keeping your bones and muscles strong will definitely help you from losing too much height.
And I didn't realise this, but our height changes throughout the day. I was surprised to read this. Why does that happen?
And the reason is mostly the same. So if you think of all those little discs, like little sponges, so if you have a sponge full of water, it's kind of tall. But if you squeeze it, it gets a little shorter. And when you get up, so when you rest at night, you have a really nice time for those discs to rehydrate. So the fluid gets into those little discs and they become a bit taller. As you get up, then you put pressure on each of those discs and they start compressing. So little by little, you lose a bit of height. And really, within an hour of getting up, you lose about half the height you're going to get lose through the day. And that's about a centimeter or so. And within 3 hours, you actually lose most of that centimeter.
So if you want to maximize your height, and you have to measure your height within the first hour or so of getting up in the morning.
Ideally, yes. So if you really want to appear taller, just do that.
Or wear high heels could be the easier way too. When it comes to weight-bearing exercise, is there a time at which that becomes more important, or is it important for your whole life to do that in order to maximise bone strength?
You have maximum bone density at about 30 again, so between 20 and 30, and that's really the most dense your bones are going to be, and then you gradually lose that. So weight-bearing exercise is one way to slow down that loss, and that's quite important throughout your life. So even older people can do weight-bearing exercise, and it doesn't need to be like heavy weights. They can be just running or jumping or even walking. And actually, it's not just for people on Earth that it's important to do this kind of exercises. Pressure and gravity does affect your bone health. And even when you think of astronauts going to space for long trips, when they come back, because gravity is absent in space, you lose bone density, and that can happen quite rapidly, particularly in prolonged trips. So when you return back to Earth, then if you've spent substantial amount of time in space, your bones may look like bones of osteoporotic woman.
Just bear that in mind if you're thinking of heading into space, along with a few other things that you might need to keep in mind if you're doing that too. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Wonderful to explore this idea, which I'd always sort of known, but I didn't really know the why. Michelle Muscova, thank you.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.